Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Cambridge, we have a problem. That's not how it went. It went Houston, we have a problem. And there's this old myth that maybe it could have been Cambridge. Well, Boston Globe reporter Scott Kirsner visited NASA's old research center in Kendall Square recently to take a trip down memory lane at how Cambridge once played a role in the space race, even if it really didn't get that far. And we think it's a fascinating story. So for this installation of Tech Talk, Scott, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
So what is the real story? It was never really actually going to be Cambridge, we have a problem, right?
No, it never was. But I mean, the reason I wanted to write about NASA's history in Kendall Square is there are so many people who went to MIT or they work in Kendall Square, even heard from a venture capitalist, who all have heard the story that when President John F. Kennedy was in office, that we were going to get mission control. And because he was assassinated and Lyndon Johnson became the next president, that he engineered the deal to bring mission control to Houston. And that's why we never got to utter the phrase, Cambridge, we have a problem. But most of that's not true. But that's the story that gets told over and over again by people in Cambridge and in Kendall.
But there was, in fact, a big chunk of the space program that was supposed to land in Kendall Square. Some did, and then some didn't. Tell us a little bit more about that, because it really both did partially change the face of Kendall Square and then didn't finish changing the face of Kendall Square the way it might have, Scott.
No, it's great. So if you cast your mind back to the Kennedy administration and the great speech about, you know, we're going to go to the moon before this decade is out that he gave at Rice University in Houston, there was a lot of NASA and Apollo era stuff happening in Cambridge. You had a group that was at MIT that was developing all the guidance software and guidance computers for the Apollo spacecraft to help them get effectively to the moon and help the lunar lander land on the surface. That group's now called Draper Lab, and they still have an office in Kendall Square. You had lots of science advisors at NASA and in Kennedy's cabinet who had ties to MIT. And so there was a lot of action, in terms of developing the Apollo spacecraft and helping them get to the moon in the 60s. And the one thing that NASA did plant in Kendall Square, and Cambridge, the Cambridge Redevelopment Authority, helped them really clear, I think the number is 25 acres of land in Kendall Square, they were going to create a campus for the NASA Electronics Research Center. So basically say, we know there's a lot of smart technology people here in Cambridge that we can tap into. Let's develop future generations of electronics in Kendall. And so they designed a campus. They built six buildings of a campus, which are still there today. And as part of writing this story for the Globe, I had never been into the buildings that were originally built for NASA. And so I wanted to go in before they get knocked down sometime in the next year or two.
Okay, so we'll come to the knocked down part in a minute, because that's interesting. But six buildings does not a campus make. And as I understand it from reading your stuff on this, it's because along comes another pesky president?
Yeah, Nixon. Remember him?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I mean, so 1969 was a real turning point year. You have people working in Cambridge for this NASA Electronics Research Center, many of them working in rented office space in the Technology Square complex, which still exists. They're building these six buildings and starting to move into them. 69, of course, is the year that Apollo 11 lands on the moon that summer. And by December of 1969, there is a round of budget cuts happening in NASA. And unfortunately, the one NASA complex that gets sliced is this Electronics Research Center. And so the Globe stories are literally the week between Christmas and New Year's of 1969. Everybody had been celebrating the work we did to help get Apollo spacecraft to the moon, and then suddenly we're going to close your center in 1970.
So we're here with Boston Globe reporter Scott Kirsner, who's writing about now saying goodbye to these NASA buildings that were built. Let's go to that next. You wanted to get into them and see them before they're gone. Why are they going to be gone, Scott?
Well, the NASA campus that they built, if you've walked by it, it's kind of between Binney Street and Broadway in Cambridge. It's a very suburban looking 1960s style campus. There's a lot of surface parking lots. There's big lawns and grassy areas that nobody uses. There's a lot of one-story buildings on this campus. And so it wasn't ever a great use of space once the biotech industry and the tech industry started gaining momentum in Kendall Square. And so it's always been a 14-acre campus that's not really well utilized. MIT and other developers, I think, have been looking at it for the last 10 or 15 years and saying, you know, we need to make better use
sort
of this
salivating
land.
Over property,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, those parking lots, right, for government employees, where presumably they're getting free parking in Kendall Square in the year 2023. And so there is a big redevelopment plan. The government eventually, the GSA, General Services Administration, eventually puts the property out for bid, and MIT's real estate arm wins the bid for $750 million to buy the campus and really redevelop it into more of a mixed-use, kind of denser, urban, livelier part of Kendall Square.
All right. Well, that will be fascinating to watch. Listen, one sentence, Scott. If it had all been built, would Kendall Square be wildly different today?
I think you were just playing Star Wars music leading in. I think we'd have a lot more fun aerospace, space exploration. Maybe even Elon Musk and SpaceX would be here.
Oh,
we'll
wow.
We'll never know.
Well, I'm just going to leave it there. Boston Globe reporter Scott Kirsner, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.